All right, so I'm sitting here with my man, Ja'Kari Lane, breakout freshman at North Alabama. Brought you on, I just want to, kind of chop it up with you and let you kind of go over, your process, through recruitment, when you started playing ball and kind of how that went for you, and then what you're kind of projecting, for the next couple of years for yourself, in school and beyond that.
Thank you for having me on here.
Yeah, for sure. All
Yes, sir.
right, so we'll start. Just kind of when did you start playing ball? Like, how old were you when you started?
I started at the age of six.
At six?
Yes, sir.
So did you play in like little leagues or just mostly?
I played in Little League when I was younger.
Okay. And then, so you went to, have you been in Huntsville your whole life?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Born and
So
raised.
how did that process?
Yes,
Really?
sir.
So how did it go for you like through high school? I know you're a state champion. So how was that experience for you as far as playing high school ball? When did you start getting into the recruitment aspect of it? Like, when did you start getting recruited?
I really said starting my senior year. My recruitment process, it was kind of hard because the COVID thing, everybody had like COVID years, extra years and stuff like that. So coaches was taking the most experience instead of a kid fresh out of high school, so it was kind of hard. But as my senior year went on, it got kind of better.
Yeah. So did you ever like feel discouraged, as you were going through that process and hearing, these kids had an extra year because of COVID, and so, they're more looking at bringing in maybe a transfer or something like that. So were you starting to feel discouraged, or did you always kind of keep that mindset like, I'm gonna go somewhere?
I definitely felt discouraged, but I also had people in my corners, like my friends and my coaches, just keeping positive things in my ear, so that really kept me going right there.
Yeah. So you won, how many times did you win state?
I won two times.
You won twice. Were they back to back?
Back to back, yes, sir.
Yeah. So how, like, even going as a back to back state champion, you were still kind of getting looked over, as far as recruitment came, right?
Yes, sir.
So when did the conversation with the coaches at North Alabama come?
I want to say early senior year, like the beginning of my season. That's when it really started right there.
And what made you feel that that was the school for you to, continue your playing career at?
Really, coming out of high school, I really only had like two offers, Alabama State University and UNA. And the way UNA recruited me, they was the most consistent, they was loyal, checking up on me on a daily basis. So I feel like that was the right place for me. And when I went on a visit, it was like home. So
Yeah.
that's why I made my decision.
So how are you liking it now? Like, I know, like, just watching from the outside, you had a breakout year. You had a really good year for your freshman year. So
Man,
how'd that go?
you said what?
I said, how'd that go for your freshman year?
Oh man, it went wonderful. I'm gonna tell you, man, everything that they promised me, man, they kept their word. When I got here, it was
Yeah.
everything that they said, that's what it was. So that played a big part in my freshman year.
Yeah. How much work are you putting in?
Man, a lot of work, because I know next season it's only gonna get harder. I made a name for myself. I'm gonna be a target, so I'm putting in a lot of extra work and getting ready for the next season.
Yeah. So what does a average day look like for you as far as, going through that conditioning and, skill work and getting in the gym, stuff like that? Like, what does an average day look like?
I wake up, I got class, so I wake up, I go to class, get that out the way. After class, I work out probably for about an hour. Then after that, I come back home, take a nap or something like that, and then go back out and work out again. So I get at least two workouts in a day, and plus get in the weight room.
So are you working with a trainer, or do you normally get in there by yourself?
I work with a trainer.
What about in the weight room? You have somebody in there with you as well?
Yes, sir.
So next year, what is your goal? Like, what does next year look like for you?
Next year is the same. I say it's the same. It'll probably be the same as last year. You know, I ain't really get, I had two goals that I set for myself, which win freshman of the year and you know, win the A-Sign tournament. Obviously, we didn't win the A-Sign tournament, so that's gonna be another goal on my list for next year. And yeah, go marching. They're my goals right
Yeah.
now. Yes, sir.
Hey, it's gonna happen. So if you're talking to a kid that, you know, maybe a kid that's coming from Lee, that's going through their senior year right now, what would be your advice to them as far as, you know, putting themselves out there, you know, if they're not getting recruited right now?
Man, I say just keep working. Your time gonna come. Just, you know, keep putting in the work, being true to the game, and your time will come. And keep God first, your time will definitely come.
Yeah. Who are some of your favorite players right now in high school?
In high school?
Yeah.
I gotta go with Caleb Hope. Yeah, Caleb Hope, he's one of my favorites right now. Out of the city, yeah, I gotta go with Caleb Hope.
Yeah. He's a dynamic player. I think he's definitely helping to put the city on the map and also the state. I think, you know, people are starting to kind of take notice to what, you know, Alabama can produce. But as far as the city goes, I think that, you know, you along with some of your, you know, teammates definitely put everybody on notice, you know, as far as, you know, what a point guard looks like. Just the determination that you have, you know, and everybody, I think, questioned, you know, why isn't he being sought after by a lot more schools, you know? So I know that was a question people probably posed to you a lot. But your perseverance is crazy, you know, to watch you, you know, continually work, you know, and then get to North Alabama and not only, you know, come in as a freshman, you know, but you came in and you commanded respect, you know, you played hard, you took control. So like you said, you know, next year the eyes are going to be on you. You know, it's going to be, you know, what is he going to do as a sophomore? You know, so I think that going marching would be your next step.
Yes, sir.
You know, being able to take that team, you know, into that NCAA tournament. You know, like I said, when you get up here, you know, we got plans, you know, we got to get to work.
Yes, sir. Most definitely. I'm ready.
Yeah, I think that's going to take you to another level as well. But in addition to that, like, what's your major? Like, what are you majoring in?
Sports management.
Sports management. What do you want to do with it?
I want to be inside the like the athletic department, like media and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you thinking about like representing athletes, or do you want to more do like the sideline commentating, or
really a little bit of both? But I really want to like sign, like do contracts, like stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's a big field, man. Especially now with NILs.
Yeah.
That's a huge field.
Most definitely.
You looking at any NILs?
As of right now, nah. It's still a lot of more work to be done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel you on that. All right, man. What would you like to say to the kids, not just Lee, but just kids in general that are coming up right now? Like, what would be your message to them?
But this is something my AAU coach always told me. Just always keep working, because there's always going to be somebody in another state that's working just as hard as you or harder than you. So I just say just keep working.
Most definitely. All right, man. I appreciate you coming on, man. I ain't going to hold you long.
Man, appreciate you for having me, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure. When you get back up here, you know, hit me up. We're getting the lab. Get you ready for that sophomore season, man.
Yes, sir. I got you.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Good talking to you, Cor.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
All right.